Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19.
以赛亚书第一章第十九节。
Some of you may not be too familiar with the scriptures. I hope the friends next to him will help him or her to find the scripture.
圣经不太熟的，请旁边的弟兄姊妹们来帮忙他翻一翻。
Brother 18, verse 8, verse 18, chapter 1, verse 18 of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第一章第十八节。
Let's read it in English once and then in Chinese once.
我们先用英文读一遍，再用中文读一遍。
Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
十八节，耶和华说：“你们来，我们彼此辩论。你们的罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白；虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。”
This may be the most interesting verses, one of the most interesting verses in the book of Isaiah.
这一段可能是在以赛亚书里面最有兴趣、最有意思的一段。
And we have talked about the book of Isaiah before. We have preached on it before.
我们以赛亚书以前也曾经讲过，曾经这样在这也有信息从这里出来。
There are many, many very, very important messages from it.
这里面有很多重要的信息在这里。
But in the first chapter, this is a very striking statement.
但是就在这第一章里面有这么样一个很特别的这一段话。
The Lord said through prophet Isaiah.
主借着以赛亚先知这样子说。
He said, let's reason together.
他说我们彼此来辩论。
And then he said, though your sin be as scarlet.
他说虽然你们的罪虽像朱红。
They shall be as white as snow.
必变成雪白。
Though they be like red like crimson,
虽然红如丹颜
they shall be as wool,
必白如羊毛
I mean, what kind of contrast, what other stronger contrast can you make?
还有没有更大的一个对比在这里让我们看见呢
You know, the other day I was trying to refill my ink pad.
有一天我想把我的那个印泥盒子加一点颜料。
Careless as I usually am.
我这么粗心大意的人做这件事情。
I got my hands red naturally.
手搞得通通都是红了。
You know, these are water soluble ink.
这些颜料呢是水溶性的。
But I can't wash it clean, really.
可是我实在是还是洗不掉。
But the Lord says that though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
但是主在这里说，虽然你的罪像朱红，但是你还要白如羊毛。
Therefore, I think anybody who reads anything at all will see this is a very striking statement.
所以我相信每个人都会觉得这里讲的实在是太特别的一件事。
The Lord is going to use that illustration to imprint in the reader's heart.
因为神就要用这样子的一段话来深深的刻在我们心里面。
This morning, when I want to share with you the scripture, three things came to my mind.
当我今天早上要跟各位来分享这一段经文的时候，有三样事情，我想到三样事情。
First of all, is the scripture that the statement here was made, initiated from God.
第一件事情就是说，这一句话是从主那里开始的，是他所说的。
You know, we know that the scripture talk about our sins, and the Bible always mentioned without any leniency about our sin.
我们也知道这个圣经上常常谈到罪的事情，那么也从来对我们的罪从来没有什么第二句话的。
But so we are, therefore we also come under the impression that God is chasing after us.
所以我们总觉得好像神在那里要找我们麻烦。
But here, rather, the Lord speaks to the people of Israel.
但是在这里呢，反而耶和华在那里对以色列民这样子说。
He said, "Let's reason together."
他说我们来彼此来讲道理，来辩论。
The word "reason" is a legal term.
在那里讲这句话，辩论呢是一个法律上的一个名词。
I think in Hebrew the word is "yaket."
我想在原文是这样讲。
And this word may mean a legal debate.
这里可能是表示这个辩论就是一个在法律上的一个辩论。
You may imagine the two attorneys representing both sides are arguing to one another in the court.
也许你可以这样想象，在法庭上面两造的这个律师在那里辩论。
But let's look at it carefully again.
但是我们再仔细看一看这里怎么讲。
Who is arguing for what?
到底哪一个人在为哪一样事情在辩论呢
？The Lord says, "Let's reason together." But the content of the reasoning was kind of striking.
这里他说我们来彼此辩论，但是他到底辩论的东西是什么？是实在是觉得很特别，是
God initiates it.
是神那里这件事从神起手。
But the contents they talk about is about the sins of the Israel.
但是他这里他所说到辩论的事情是讲到以色列的罪。
And the Lord is trying to reason and win out.
但是在这里呢，神希望能在那里辩论，而且还赢。
Trying to convince his people.
希望在那里能够说服他的子民。
Not to convince them that they have sinned.
不是去说服他们有罪。
This is not necessary because people already knew that they have sinned.
因为人已经知道自己有罪。
Friday night, I mean, yeah, I think it's Friday night. I was able to talk to a young man.
礼拜五晚上呢，我有机会跟一个年轻人在那里说话谈话。
And even on a 15, 16 year old, we know that we have sinned.
甚至就是十四五岁 的孩子也知道自己有罪。
The interesting thing is the Lord is trying to convince them that I can make you clean.
而在这里他所要辩论 的目的呢是说虽然你有罪但是我可以把它洗净。
I guess that's something that's really out of our mind.
我想这样的事情实在是 很特别很突出。
And the Lord is trying to argue, saying that I am able to cleanse your sins.
在这里好像神告诉我们，他能够做到这件事情，可以洗净我们的罪。
So the second thing we talk about is his ability. Why is God able to cleanse?
所以我们今天第二件事情要讲的是他的能力。
Then lastly, we're going to talk about why.
第三件事情我们要讲为什么他要这样做。
And how is his salvation?
那么他的救恩是怎么样子呢
？The nature of his salvation.
就他救恩的本质是什么
？When we believe in him and trust that he can save, he can cleanse our sins, what happened then?
就是如果我们相信他，他能洗净我们的罪，那么什么事情会发生呢
？Now Tuesday morning when I was in the office.
礼拜二早上，当我在办公室里。
You know that was the election day.
那天早上是选举的日子。
I'd like to know how many of you went to election.
有多少人礼拜二去选举了
？Did any of us go at all? Are you a good citizen? I'm not. I didn't go to vote. But some of you must have voted.
我不是很好的公民，我礼拜二早上没有去选，但是有些人已经去了。
Okay, I've seen a couple of hands, maybe 10. Would you raise again? Let's figure out how many are doing the duty.
去尽了公民的这个本分啊。
No wonder there's a low turnout this year.
怪不得今年很少人去。
Because all our people didn't go.
因为我们的人都没去啊。
But you know that day when I was waiting, when I was in the office, I think I didn't even register, but somebody called me on the phone.
那天早上就有人跟我打电话。
It was it's a girl, it's a lady.
一个女士给我打电话。
And identifying myself as a pastor of this church.
但我跟她说我是这个教会的牧师。
I was asked of a question.
于是她就问我一个问题。
She said, "I'd like to know your church's position about lesbians."
那么她就问我说，我想要知道你们教会对于这个同性恋、女同性恋的这个立场如何。
You know, I couldn't believe what I heard. What did you say?
我简直不敢相信她跟我问这个问题。我说你说什么呀？
On the other hand, I didn't have a ready answer when she asked.
事实上呢，他那么一问的时候，把我问愣了，我不知道要回答什么。
Well, I hope I didn't hear the right thing. Yet I knew I heard the right thing.
所以我希望我不是听到这个字儿，但是的确我是听到这个字。
Yet when I asked her to tell me the second time, I was trying to form some answers.
就是在第二次我在问她说你到底说什么的时候，我心里面开始有这个答案出来。
But you know, then the sensitivity of the Lord came to me.
但是就在我那里想要怎么回答他的时候，这个对于神的这个敏感性啊，这个来到我身上。
Well, I guess every one of you now we talk about the story, you know why she called.
我想各位也都能猜想到这位女士为什么打电话给我。
And we do have a clear statement from the Word of God what we should look at the lesbians or the gay.
我们当然知道，从圣经上我们都知道，我们对于这个同性恋者的看法是怎么样。
And the reason she asked may indicate that she has already heard some answers not too favorable.
也许她为什么这样子问呢？是因为她其实是已经得到一些她不喜欢的答案。
And when she asked me, I realized she wants to get some comfort first of all.
所以她这样问我的时候，我第一个我相信她是希望在我这里能得到一点安慰。
So I begin to form some thoughts and begin to tell her.
然后我这时候就开始一边想一边开始跟她说话。
I said, "Well, lady, I know what you asked about."
我说我知道你在问什么。
And you, if you ask whether the church has a stand, have a definite position at looking at this lesbians problem, the thing.
若是你只要问我说教会对于这个同性恋这件事情的立场如何呢
？Well, because the second time she asked me was more specific and more direct. She said, "Would lesbians go to hell?"
因为她这样讲，她第二次再一次问，就说是不是同性恋者都要下地狱
？I said, "Let me tell you a secret."
我就说让我告诉你一个秘密。
I said everyone's going to hell.
我们每个人都要下地狱。
Unless,
除非。
Unless he's intercepted by God's salvation.
除非是接受了主的救恩。
You know, the sensitivity of the Lord came to me, so I answered her a question, not excluding herself from our sinful position.
所以我在那里，我回答他的问题的时候，我就有这样的敏感性，我不把他除他之外，而把我们一起大家众人都在里面。
Going to hell unless we are intercepted by God's love?
是不是我们每个人都会下地狱，除非神站在那里中间把我们拦截住
？Well, I knew something the Lord has spoken through the Holy Spirit touched her.
我知道神在那个时候，圣灵利用这样的话来碰到他的心。
Because she later on engaged in a conversation with me for about half an hour.
因为他这样子的话，接着他就跟我一直在电话里谈了半个钟头。
I began to explain why I said what I just said.
然后我就开始跟他解释我为什么这样子说。
I was able to tell her that we are all sinners.
我能够告诉他我们都是罪人。
We have sinned in different areas and different ways.
我们都在不同的地方，在不同的方法上面都得罪了神。
One may be involved in lesbians or gay activities.
也许有一方面是犯了同性恋的这个罪。
And one may be equally, well, maybe wholly on this area, thinking that they have done nothing wrong.
也许有的人在这一方面觉得他们没做错什么事，他们在那方面很圣洁。
But on the other side, maybe they're greedy.
也许他们非常贪心呢。
Maybe they are full of hatred.
或者他们心里充满了仇恨。
Likewise, they are all sins.
所以同样的，他们同样都犯了罪。
And sins has only one solution, one direction, and one result.
而罪呢，只有一个解决方法，它也只有一个方向，只有一个，它只能它的结局只有一个。
For the book of Romans told us the wage of sin is death.
因为在罗马书里面告诉我们，罪的工价就是死。
I begin to explain to her, lady.I do not think we have a position. We do not have a stand against lesbians.
我说，女士啊，我们实在是没有办法说是能够有一个什么立场，一定要反对什么同性恋。
But I'd like to tell you what God can do to us.
但是我想告诉你，神能够在我们身上做什么大事。
By this time, she tries to tell. She tells me that she has a friend, that she is not asking the question for herself, but she's asking for a friend who's moving in from Texas.
而这时候他就开始告诉我他并不是为了自己问这个问题是因为他有一个朋友从德州要来搬到他这里来。
And she told me that this girlfriend of hers was afraid of man.
他就说他这个朋友这个女朋友呢他很怕男人。
So she can only stay with women.
所以他只能跟女人在一起。
I grew more and more sympathetic to those problems.
于是我就越来越对他们实在是非常同情。
I begin to realize some of the things are really a choice of life.
我就发现，实在是很多事情，实在是都是在人自己要怎么选择做的。
Or rather, a choice of lifestyle.
而是人实在是他们自己选择这样的生活方式。
I begin to see the problem of those women who thought they had problems.
我开始同情那些女的，她们觉得自己以为自己有害怕有这样的困难。
So much are taught on the inevitability of a lesbian if you're born with some tendency.
有太多的事情在那里，他就教导说这些同性恋者是生来就有这种倾向。
When I began to engage in a conversation with her, I said something like this. I said, well, I don't blame you. I don't blame your friend for being afraid of man.
我就说，我其实不怪你那位朋友，他害怕男人啊。
Some men are really brutal.
因为男人实在是有的时候非常残暴。
Even to be savage.
甚至实在是野蛮。
Well, I can understand if I were a woman to be afraid of man.
我可以想象到，若是我是个女人的话，我怕有的男的。
Or better yet, I really understand why you're afraid of man.
而且事实上，我也了解为什么你会害怕男人。
Men are more powerful, stronger usually.
因为男的比较强壮，比较力量大。
And they're quicker to be angry, and they result to violence more often.
而且他们也很快会生气，而且常常是也会有暴力来解决问题。
I don't blame your friend for being afraid of man.
我不怪你的朋友呢，对男性这样子害怕。
But I begin to tell, do you know something? From what you just said, I realize that your friend needs some kind of love.
但是我说，但是从你现在告诉我这些事情，我知道你的那个朋友实在是需要爱。
Your friend may be feeling very empty.
也许你的朋友觉得非常里面非常空虚。
She needs some kind of love.
因为她需要爱。
Isn't it true? I asked her.
我说是不是这样呢
？She said, "I guess so."
她说大概是吧。
I said, "She may find friendship in you."
她说我说她可能从你那里可以得到友谊。
But please not be confused with sexual love.
但是请你不要跟这个性的爱来搞混了。
You know, you can have a greatest companion and friend without involving in sex.From the same sex.
因为你实在是跟同性的人可以有很好的友谊，又可以做很好的朋友，但是不要在别的上面能够
I told her that from my study of the Bible, I realized there are four kinds of love.
我就告诉他，我说我看圣经上呢，我看到有四种的爱。
God likes, God really wants to understand what love is.
神实在要我们了解到底爱是什么。
So he has given us fatherly love to our children.
所以他给在那里给了我们父母的爱，父亲的爱。
The parental love that loved their children so naturally without reservation.
这个父母的爱对自己的子女是那么自然那样子，一点都没有保留。
And God is our Father.
而神就是我们的父亲。
We understand His relationship as we are children of His.
我们也知道这样的关系，因为我们实在是他的子民。
Because we have given the opportunity to love our parents and being loved by our parents.
所以我们也就有这样的机会，我们能够爱我们的父母，我们父母也爱我们。
That's the first kind of love.
这是第一种的爱。
And then there's second kind of love.
然后第二种的爱呢？
That's the love between husband and wife.
就是夫妇之间的爱。
For that reason, God has ordained a marriage in the garden paradise.
所以在那里，神就在乐园里面，第一个就他已经在那里创立了婚姻的制度。
When one becomes mature, he loves the one companion, one person to be his companion.
于是他当一个人长成的时候，他就选一位来作为他的伴侣。
Together, they experience this unselfish love.
然后在那里一起，他们能够经历到那种不自私的爱。
And then there's the third kind of love.
第三种爱呢
？The love of brother.
于是就是兄弟的爱。
For that matter, sisters, siblings can all experience that.
当然，这里说兄弟的爱就是姊妹也是一样。
You know, all these love God has prepared us in types and in reality for us in the spiritual things.
而在这些爱，神都已经给了我们，在各式各样的属灵的事上面，都是那么样真实的给了我们。
He has told us that His love toward us is just the love of Christ to His church. It's just like husband to wife.
他那里是告诉我们，基督爱教会就像夫妇之间的爱一样。
And then He is our brother.
他也同时也是我们的父母。
He is not ashamed to call us His brother.
兄弟，他称呼我们兄弟也不为耻。
Because He wants us to know Him as a brother.
因为我们是在他要我们这样子像兄弟一样那样子能了解他。
And there's a fourth kind of love which is called friendship.
那么第四种爱就是友谊。
And the Lord Himself even said, "There's a brother who there's a friend who is closer to than brothers."
啊，甚至他在说，甚至有些朋友比亲兄弟还更靠更亲。
And before the Lord finished His journey on earth to be ready to die for us on the cross,
在耶稣在上十字架之前
，He said, "I shall call you friends."
他说，我开始要称呼你们朋友。
I will not call you slaves.
我不再称呼为我的奴仆。
I will no longer hold the position of your masters.
我不再作为你们的主人。
But I'd rather be your friend.
而我愿意做你们的朋友。
And no greater love is a man to die for his friend.
而比为朋友而死，这个爱就没有更大的了。
I begin to tell her about the love of God.
我开始跟她讲神的爱是怎么样。
And I tell them illustration. I tell them story after story. There's some single woman, single man. They couldn't find a companion because there was not a fitting one.
因为我就有开始告诉她，有些弟兄或姊妹，他们没有结婚，因为没有找到合适的人。
Some call it celibacy by choice.
有些人就说是有是或者有人是这样子愿意自己这样守独身。
You know, there's two kinds of celibacy. One is celibacy by gift. The other is celibacy by choice.
就有两种这个独身啊，一个是自己要选择这样做，另外一个是有这样的恩赐，有守独身的恩赐。
So I begin to tell her that many people who choose to be celibate to live a celibate life.
所以我就说有人就这样子选择他要做守独身。
You know what? When they found the love of God, nothing really matters.
其实如果找到了神的爱，其实别的事情没有什么重要。
My wife and I, although we love one another for over 22 years,
虽然我跟我的太太，我们互相彼此相爱22年以上啊。
But let me tell you a secret. Sometimes I can't love her.
但是我告诉你一个秘密，有时候我实在不太能爱她。
And I think there are more times she can't love me.
而也更多时候，她常常也是觉得她不能爱我。
But when you find the love of God,
但是当你找到神的爱的时候
，it supersedes everything.
那你就超过，远超过一切。
The love of God is so superior to.Other things.
因为神的爱是那样子远超过一切所有其他的爱。
And the secret also is.
那另外还有一个秘密呢。
When you have the love of God in your heart, you can love your wife better, you can love your parents better, love your children better, love your friends better.
当你有神的爱的时候，你就更能爱你的父母、你的朋友、你的兄弟。
That's the secret.
这就是一个秘密。
God wants us to know about this love.
而神要我们知道这一个爱。
So when I tell her. Instead of telling her how the church would condemn sins, I begin to tell her how God loves her.
所以我没有告诉她这个教会怎么样对这个罪的这个咒诅这个审判，而反而我告诉她神的爱。
Well, are you saying that we don't take a stand against sins?
说你是不是我们对罪不采取一个很坚决的立场呢
？Far from it.
绝对不是。
We know it from the Word of God in Book of Romans chapter 1. Let's look at it.
我们实在是很清楚知道，因为在罗马书第一章里面，我们一起翻开来看一看罗马书。
Chapter 1 verses, I think from 19, we can read it from 19.
罗马书第一章从第我们也许从19节就可以开始读起。
Let's read it together for the sake of time.
我们一起读中英文一起读，我们这样可以省一点时间。
And I don't know how long should we finish it, but let's look at, well, rather from 18. That's the beginning of a paragraph.
我们从罗马书第一章第十八节。
It lists is full of all kinds of sins.
那里它
18. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's read it together in both languages, whatever language you prefer.
我们一起用两个语一起读。
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which he made be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorify him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness,through the lusts of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, man with man working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet.You know, the word spoke clearly what sins are.
因为在这里主说的很清清楚楚，这里所讲的罪是什么罪。
But I think the Lord is also interested in His love.
但是神在这里也更有兴趣在讲到他的爱。
Men fall apart from God, then fall into their own sins.
因为人从神那边脱离，然后就落到自己的罪里面。
I guess when I began to talk to that lady about.God's love, she begins to be softened a little bit more.
当我慢慢越来越跟她讲到神的爱的时候，她就讲话的也就越来越缓和。
I was able to even ask her, "May I ask you that whether you're a Christian or not?"
我甚至可以问她，我说，你是不是一个基督徒呢？
She answered me saying that I was.
她说我从前是。
You know, there was a theological debate whether you are once Christian, can you always be a Christian, or can you once was a Christian and then fall out of it?
那是这是中间有一个神学上的这个辩论，就是说有是不是一做基督徒就永远是基督徒，还是说你做了基督徒之后就会如果是你离开的话就不成基督徒了。
But nevertheless, she told me that she was away from God very, very far.
但是她那时候她告诉我，她说她离开神非常非常远。
How far was it?
到底有多远呢？
She said very far.
她说非常远。
But then I asked, how do you feel now? You feel closer?
那我说，那你现在怎么样觉得？你有没有感觉到近了一点点呢？
I gave her about half an hour of my time trying to minister and while praying in the spirit, try to ask the Lord to give her some comfort.
我花了半个钟头时间在那里跟她谈话，为她祷告。
I will make the story short.
我就把故事讲简单一点。
Finally, I was able to pray with her and for her.
到最后，我可以为她祷告，同她跟她一起祷告。
I think something must have touched her.
我相信这中间的神一定在不知道哪件事情上面碰到了她。
She not only gave me her name.
她非仅把她的名字给了我。
She promised that she would, if she comes by here, she
说她经过这里的时候，她会来到教会里面。
And then she said when her friend comes in, she would like to bring her too.
她也说她的朋友来的时候，她也会把她一起带到教会里面来。
Dear brother and sister, dear friend, I think there's no greater thing than God's love.
弟兄姊妹们，就没有一样事情能够比神的爱更伟大。
When we talk about sins, we cannot single sins out with hanging people there without a solution.
我们不能够说是讲到罪的时候，我们就把人挂在那里，就没有什么解决的办法了。
Sometimes we are able to point out people's sin.
有的时候我们能够指出人的罪。
We want them to repent.
我们希望他们能够忏悔。
But I think God's heart, it is a lot easier if we understand God's heart.
但是我们更容易如果我们了解神的心。
God says here, let's reason together.
神说在这里我们彼此辩论。
Though your sin be as scarlet,
虽然你的罪像朱红。
They shall be as white as snow.
但是它要像羊毛一样洁白。
Out of God's love, he can make this thing happen.
而由从他的爱他可以把这样的事情做成。
It was not by pre-arrangement, but during the breaking of bread, the pianist began to play the love of God.
我们也不是预先谈好讲好的，可是在我们拨饼的时候，我们的弹琴的姊妹就开始谈到神的爱这一首诗歌。
And my heart responded to that.
我的心实在是在那里受到感动。
And I think everybody responded.
我也相信我们每一个人在这里都同样受到的感应。
When we were breaking the bread, we understand God's love has saved us from our sin.
因为我们就在这拨饼的时候，我们知道神的爱救了我们，救了我们这些罪人。
He is able.
因为他是可以。
I told you I wasn't even able to clean my hand with soaps and water.
我刚刚说我的手上染了那个红颜料，我连用拼命用肥皂水啊洗了半天都洗不掉。
God can.
但是神能够。
Our sins, though they be as scarlet, as crimson.
虽然我们那个罪像朱红那样，像朱红那么样子的。
They shall be as white as snow. They shall be as white as wool.
像羊毛一样那样子，像雪一样那么白。
I've missed seeing snow for a long time.
我好久没有看到雪了。
But I was in Ithaca where there's plenty of snow in the winter.
我以前住在纽约北边的 Ithaca， 那里好多好多雪。
When the virgin snow fell down, you just feel like, you know, just hold on, you hope that you can feel the snow in your hand.
在那时候，当那个雪初雪刚刚飘下来的时候，你就真想把那个雪真是抱在在你的手上。
I heard that in New York they have black snow.
我知道，也听说在纽约那边有黑的雪。
But in Ithaca was white, pure white snow.
但是在我们那里乡下那个 Ithaca 那里，那个雪下来是白的，漂亮的不得了。
I remember one season before Christmas, there was a big snowstorm, not really heavy enough to stop anything, but you can't walk out of there.
在我记得在有一次在圣诞节之前呀，有一次大风雪，不是那么厉害，到什么都停顿了，但是呢，你不太容易走出去了。
I was stuck in the library.
我在那里，我正好我在图书馆里面就被堵住了。
You know, there's a book, with all the photographs of different snowflakes.
在那里有一本书是把所有的那些雪的这个结晶放照了图片。
The snow fell on the window.
当那个雪掉在窗户上的时候。
Crystallizes.
然后在那里有结晶。
And people took pictures.
然后人家就照了相。
It was said there was no snowflakes until all the same.
那里说没有两个雪花是一个样子的。
I was silly enough to try to find anything from the book.And compare them to the window to see anything if the same.
我傻傻的在那里，就希望能从那个书上的图片能够找到一个很像我在窗上看的那个结晶。
Tell you, I didn't find it.
我告诉你，我没有找到。
But I like to make the impression. Well, I was so impressed with the cleanness and the whiteness of the snow.
我实在是对那个雪，它那个白、那个纯，实在是有很深的印象。
I don't know too much about wool.
我对羊毛不顶清楚。
But I know what a white carpet would turn out when people trample on it.
但是我知道一个白的地毯会变成什么样，当那个脚一直往上踩的时候。
Unfortunately, we got a white carpet when we moved into the house.
我们搬到那个家的时候，很不幸的，我们那里有白的地毯。
And now it's no longer white anymore.
现在已经不是白的了。
I wish somebody can clean it for me.
但我很希望能有人能够把它真的把它弄得再白了。
To clean it until it's white again.
白到把它弄干净，等到它再变成白的颜色。
But I can't.
但是实在是没有办法。
Yet the Lord says,
但是神说
Though they be as red as crimson, they shall be as wool.
虽然他们血红红像朱红那样红，但是要像白如羊毛。
The Lord can do it.
神可以这样做。
It is no small wonder that God tries to give us faith by telling us he can do it, not you.
的确神就是要这样子让我们有信心，要让我们知道是他能做，不是我们能做。
I told you that this thing struck me when I realized God is trying to tell us His ability to make us white again.
我实在是这句话实在打动了我，因为是神告诉我，他有这个能力来让我们变成雪白。
Not you and I.
不是我们，不是你我。
Not our by a new resolution.
不是你立定志向。
I guess it's about a new year again. It's end of the year now.
我相信这又是到了年底，又到了快新年的时候。
If we didn't understand God's salvation, we might want to wait till the new year to have a new resolution to start a new page on our life.
若是我们不了解神的计划、神的爱的时候，也许我们要一直等到新年的时候，我们才来有一个新的励志，在那里要开始做新的事情。
But I guess experiences have told us that from man's resolution, never anything was good coming about to sustain.
我相信我们大家的经验都知道，人的励志是永远没有办法有什么好的出来的。
Maybe you think more education will help it.
也许你觉得更多一点的教育可以帮忙。
But look at this country.
但是看看这个国家。
200 years ago, they were all God-fearing people.
在200年以前，全是敬畏神的人。
Now the science and education, everything was much more.Progress than 200 years ago.
而且200年以来，所有的教育跟一切的科学都是那样的进步。
I realized 200 years ago, the church took the responsibility of education.
我记得在我知道在200年以前，教会是负责来教导的，负责教育的。
And, this is a textbook.
而这本圣经就是他们的教科书。
At least one of the great important textbooks.
至少是其中一样是很重要的一样的一个教科书。
But look what people do when they relinquish that responsibility as Christian to give it to the government.
但是当我们看这些基督徒把这样的责任就交卸出来而交给了政府。
I guess the public school system is influenced by French.
我相信在这里公立学校是被法国的政府学校来影响的。
Back in France, they call it government school.
因为在法国以前，他们管它叫做政府学校。
But in this country, they don't want to use the word government. They call it public school.
在这里，他们不喜欢用那个政府这个两个字，他们就用公立学校。
But when the government controls the education, you know what happened?
但是当政府这样子来控制学校的时候，什么事情发生了呢
？In the name of science, evolution creeps in against.God's creation.
他们假借科学之名把进化论带进来。
I'm so glad to see some Christians taking stand to fight for the chance to teach creationism.
我实在是很我很敬佩那些基督徒科学家们，他们在那里征战，希望能够把进化能够把这个创造论也能够放进教育系统里面去。
In fact, there is a little bit concession from the evolutionists.
事实上，最近呢，在这些讲究进化论的人中间，有一点点的这个承认。
At least in the high school textbooks, they strike out the wording.Saying that the evolution is a scientific fact.
他们至少他们就在这个高中的教科书里面不再说进化论是科学的事实。
I think it's about time.
我相信这实在是该到时候了。
But dear brothers and sisters, education cannot teach people to be God-fearing even a little bit more.
但是教育实在是没有办法能够让我们觉得让人把人变成敬畏神的人。
Education cannot make good people.
教育没有办法能够创造好人。
They can make learned people.
他们可以造出有知识的人。
But the more knowledge with a wicked heart is more dangerous.
但是越有知识而心里越是诡诈那就更危险。
But God says here, He is able to make you and I clean as snow.
但是神在这里说，他可以使你我变得像羊毛那样子白。
How is it done?
怎么样呢？
God sent His Son.
神差遣他的儿子
Jesus Christ came to earth.
耶稣基督来到这个世上
He is the son of a living God.
他是永生神的儿子
He demonstrated God's nature on earth.
他在这世上先表现了那个神的样式
Through power and miracles, he demonstrated he's the only mighty God.
靠着神迹奇事他在那里表现了他就是那一位那个万能的神
Through the teaching, he has given great revelation to man's problem.
而从他的教导在人的各样的难题里面给了一些新的启示
He has spoken directly to people such as the 12 disciples and others.
他直接教育了那12个门徒还有一些其他的人
He called them to his own.
他把他们称为是属于自己的。
To observe his life.
来看他的生活。
To the Pharisees, he was not afraid to point out their hypocrisy.
他也不害怕就把法利赛人的那个假冒伪善来指出来。
Because he himself is true from innermost to the outward.
因为他自己就是那只里里外外都是那样子诚实不变的。
In him there's no unrighteousness.
在他里面没有不义。
In him it is perfect.
在他里面就是完全。
Such is the perfect Lamb of God.
这就是神那个完毫无瑕疵的那个羔羊。
And people might ask, why did Jesus have to go through the trouble of coming to earth?
那有人说为什么耶稣基督要那样子麻烦要来世上降生呢？
Is it that he just has to demonstrate his characters?
他只是在那里要给我们看看他有他的性格吗？
So that we can imitate of him?
所以我们可以去学一学这样子呢？
No, we can't,
不是
cannot imitate him.
我们没有办法学会。
But the years of life that he spent on earth was for one purpose.
但是而那些这些年日他所在世上只是为了一个目的。
That he can declare himself to be the sinless, the blemishless Lamb of God.
而就是在那里他可以宣告他就是那一位完完全全毫无瑕疵毫无斑点的那位神的羔羊。
That he may die for us on the cross.
然后他为我们在十字架上受死。
God will be able to declare to the people that he has accepted that sacrifice.
而在这里神就向世人宣告他已经接受了这一个牺牲。
For without blood there is no redemption of sins.
因为若是不靠着血罪就不能得到赦免。
Dear brothers and sisters, a red blood taken out our sins, which is a red.
你能不能想到一个红颜色的血将我们的罪污也是红色的能够除掉。
Now that's the chemistry I don't understand.
这一方面这个化学到底怎么回事我搞不清楚。
I understand from my heart.
但是从我的心里面我了解。
God was willing to let his son die on the cross for me.
但是我知道神愿意让他自己的独生子在十字架上受死。
That my sins may be forgiven.
然后我的罪因此而得到赦免。
Completely, unconditionally.
完完全全而且毫无条件的。
The word of God says, whosoever confess his sins.
圣经上说凡是认自己的罪。
God is righteous.
神是信实的。
God is just.
神是公义的。
He shall forgive them of all their sins.
他要赦免我们一切的罪。
And pardon their all iniquity.
洗净我们一切的不义。
This is the love of God.
这就是神的爱。
From the statement of Isaiah.
从以赛亚书这里所说的。
It is of no little wonder.
所以我们难怪。
Such a complexity here.
这个我们现在看到这里面的复杂性。
The Israelites have sinned against God.
因为以色列实在是对向神犯罪。
And God instead chasing them down to ask them to pay for their sins.
神并没有在那里追赶住他们要他们为他们自己的罪行来付上代价。
God is trying to woo them into himself. God tried to attract them, to talk to them, to reason with them.
而反而神是在那里拼命在那里希望能够把他们劝说的能够过来让跟他们辩论。
Trying to tell them, I can make you whole again.
而是说我可以再让你变成完全
I can make you clean again.
我可以再让你变成清洁
I can make you white again.
我可以让你变成雪白
Such a complexity.
这实在是 太复杂的事
God is just.
神是公义的
He shall judge all injustice.
因为他要审判一切不公义的
He has to purge all sins.
而他需要除去一切的罪
But on the other hand, God's heart is so full of love.
但是另外一方面神的心是那样充满了爱。
He has to do something.
他必须要做到一些事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, this is the complexity of God that I don't understand.
这个就是在神中间的这些复杂的地方我们没有办法了解的。
His righteousness and his love were mingled so wonderfully.
而他的爱跟他的公义就是这样子的掺杂在一起那样子的奇妙。
On the person of Jesus.
就在这个耶稣这一个人身上
We see God's justice.
我们看到神的公义
For God has punished him for the sins that we have committed.
因为神处罚他因为我们所犯的罪神来责罚他
But on the other hand, we see in Jesus his love sacrificial love that he is willing to die for us.
而在耶稣的身上，我们就看到他那个自我牺牲的爱，他那样是愿意为我们死。
Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹跟朋友。
I hope, I wish that you can understand God's heart.
我真希望你能够了解神的心。
From the statement of Isaiah, we see it.
从以赛亚书里这句话，我们现在可以看到一点。
He told them, I want to reason with you.
他说我要跟你们来，我们彼此辩论。
I'm going to tell you a great thing.
我告诉你一件很了不起的事。
I'm going to tell you my heart.
我告诉你我的心。
I love you.
我爱你。
I want you to cleanse you.
我愿意来洗净你。
I want to make you white.
我愿意让你变得雪白。
I want you to be as white as wool.
我要你变得白得像羊毛一样白。
Dear brother and sister, isn't that what we have understood from God's heart?
我们是不是从神的心里面可以这样子了解到
？Looking at our life, isn't it true?
看看我们自己的生活是不是这样呢
？May God's word give you great confidence.
但愿神的话给你那样大的信心。
And for those of you who have never understood God's love and with His justice.
若是诸位中间有那些从来没有了解神的爱跟他的公义的事情。
May the portion of word of this word reveal the truth to you.
但愿这一段圣经能将这样的真理来向你显明。
So that you're willing and you're ready to accept His love.
这样你就愿意，而且你也准备好要来接受他的爱。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, the truth has been spoken.
主耶稣在这里真理向我们说话。
Long, long time ago.
很久很久以前。
Even before we comprehended.
甚至在我们能够了解任何事情之前。
There are so many who come to you because of your love.
那么多人都来到你的面前因为你的爱。
Though you're holy, you're just.
虽然你是那样子的圣洁，那样的公义。
Sinful man cannot approach you.
罪人没有办法来靠近你。
But you have spoken, you have said that let's reason together.
但是你说了，他说来，让我们彼此辩论。
Though your sin be as scarlet,
虽然你的罪像朱红
they shall be as white as snow.
叫它洗成雪白
they'll be as red as crimson.
虽然红得像朱红
they shall be as wool.
它要白得像羊毛
Lord, only you can do such a wonderful thing.
主啊，只有你能够做这样子了不起的事。
For you have sent your son Jesus to die for us on the cross.
因为你将你自己的儿子
With his blood, all our sins are forgiven.
死在十字架上，因为他的罪，让我们的罪都得洗清。
We are as white as wool. We are as white as snow.
我们就像雪，像羊毛那样白。
Lord, because of this, we understand your love.
因为这样子，我们了解你的爱。
We embrace it.
我们就这样子拥抱这样的爱。
We accept it.
我们接受这样的爱。
This morning, if there be anybody here who would like to receive God's love.
今天早上在这里，若是哪一位愿意这样来接受神的爱
，Would you raise your hand, please?
请你举起你的手。
Please.
请你现在举起你的手。
If you have never understood God's love before, say thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you.
若是你从来没有了解神的爱。
Okay, let's pray again.
我们一起再祷告。
If you want to receive God, Jesus into your life,
若是你愿意接受耶稣到你的心里。
This is how you pray.
你这样子祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you for your love.
耶稣，我谢谢你的爱。
I know I'm a sinner.
我知道我是罪人。
But I know your heart full of love.
我知道你的心充满了爱。
Therefore, you have thought about this salvation for me.
所以你在这里把这样的救恩做成了给我。
Thank you for giving Jesus to me.
谢谢你把耶稣赐给我。
I claim by faith.
我在这里靠着我信心来这样宣告。
Because I confess my sins.
因为我这样子来承认我是罪人。
They are all forgiven.
这一切的罪都得到洗净。
And I welcome you, Jesus, into my life.
我来在这里，我欢迎你接受你到我的心里。
Thank you for this free salvation.
谢谢你这样一个白白的救恩。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now let's sing one more hymn.
我们再唱一首诗歌。
According to the program here, 129.